Hello.
Good evening. My name is Al from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you at least 18 years and a legal resident of Ohio?
Sure, yeah.
Are you registered to vote in Ohio as well?
Yes, I am. I vote in every election.
Thank you so much. And do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Yes, it is a responsibility.
Thank you. And now, a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or may temporarily inoperable by tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or trigger lock. Storing a container that is not see-through and storing a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Will you support or oppose state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
Yeah, I will.
Thank you. Will you support or oppose the state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe?
Yeah.
About a lock container or case?
Yes.
And last one, a lock box or other device that it's designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm?
I think so.
Thank you so much. And now, will you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock?
Like requiring it that it be a key lock, or having that be an option?
Yeah, requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock.
I don't think I can support that being a key lock.
Okay.
There's lots of other locks available.
About a combination lock?
Maybe. I'm not an expert on... I tend to go with the research, so...
About a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint?
I think there will be... That might be financially restrictive, so I think I would oppose that.
Okay. Thank you. We are wrapping this up now. Thank you very much for your time and your patience. If a firearm is in a storage device, such as a lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
I don't know how I feel about that. It's hard to, you know, I mean, it's preferable to be unloaded because of, you know, I worry about children and people getting their hands on the safe itself, because I know there are a lot of people that keep their important papers and other important objects in a safe, and the thieves just steal the safe.
Okay.
They just break it open.
Now, if a firearm is not in a lock, safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock stored in a container that is not see-through and it's also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it?
I don't really know what a trigger lock is. I'm assuming that's a lock that prevents the trigger from operating, as opposed to a lock that's open with the pull of a trigger.
Yeah, more information is in written here, so I wouldn't tell. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm just obligated to read this by writing.
No, I'll have to pass on that one because
I
don't know enough to make a judgment.
No problem. Thank you. And if a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner, or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, will you support or oppose a law that requires that gun to be stored securely?
Yeah, I think so. Yep.
Thank you. And Now, searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
Yeah, they should be required to have a warrant.
Thank you. And will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
Can you run that by me one more time?
Sure. Will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
Yeah, well, I don't know what an affirmative defense is, so I can't answer that question.
Okay. Thank you. Just a few more questions and we're over. Thank you again for your time, for your patience. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
It's that exception that's the problem. No, I feel they need to do an assessment even if they're on a hunting trip.
So you're saying you will oppose this, correct?
Yeah, because of that exception.
Thank you. And will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I would support that.
Thank you. And just a few more questions. This is just for statistical purposes, and we're done. In terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
I'm a Democrat.
Thank you. May I know what is your age?
I am 46.
Thank you. May I know which one of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
I'm a European mutt, so generic white guy.
Thank you. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male, female?
Male.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation today.
Well, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate you doing this.
Thank you so much for everything. Have a good evening, sir.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.